The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Now I am going to the one who sent me, and not one of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I told you this, grief has filled your hearts. But I tell you the truth, it is better for you that I go. For if I do not go, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world in regard to sin and righteousness and condemnation. Sin, because they do not believe in me. Righteousness, because I am going to the Father, and you will no longer see me. Condemnation, because the ruler of this world has been condemned." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. I thought I would talk to you this morning a little bit about the first reading, because, you know, I have been here since 2011, and I have preached on that gospel 7 straight years. Okay, so maybe a little change of topic this year, and we'll pick it up again next time. It's a beautiful gospel, but there's a little lesson here in our first reading. Very simple, very challenging, and very helpful to all of us, as long as we don't misunderstand it. Okay, so I'm going to throw this out there and pray that we don't misunderstand it. Here's Acts of the Apostles now in our first reading. And Paul and Silas are traveling, and this time they're in Philippi. Now, the year is about 50 AD, and Philippi is a very important town in the north of Greece. And something terrible happens to Paul and Silas. As you heard in the reading, there was a riot, and they were stripped, beaten with rods, thrown into jail, put in the innermost cell, and just to make sure these troublemakers didn't get away, they tied their feet to a stake. So what's going on here? I'll tell you a little bit of the background. Okay. In Philippi, there was a woman who was possessed by a demon. And somehow she had the ability to predict the future. And she was owned like a slave by all these men who would sell her services. And you'd go to this woman and you'd pay a large sum of money, and she'd somehow unveil the future for you. And this was highly profitable, as you can imagine, right? Who wouldn't want to know next week's stock market or whatever it might be? Okay. So Paul and Silas show up in Philippi, and this woman takes one look at them. And she says, "Paul and Silas, those are servants of God the Most High. Paul and Silas, servants of God the Most High." And Paul turns around and he does an exorcism right there on the spot. Delivers the demon. The woman is set free and she's completely normal. Well, what happens now to her owners? Well, they're really upset because he's just dried up their cash cow. So you know what the owners do to Paul and Silas? They invoke a riot. And they say, "These people, Paul and Silas, are undermining the Roman Empire and undermining our society and threatening our security." Now, just as an aside, it's really helpful sometimes to remember that wherever power and money are at stake, you rarely find honesty. Did these owners say, "We're upset because Paul dried up our source of income"? No, they have to make up this story and incite a riot. And, you know, wherever power and money are involved, you just rarely find honesty. And I find that I stay more sane as I read the headlines, if I remember that. So they end up in prison, and they're in the innermost cell after they've been beaten half to death, and you'd figure this would be one of the worst days of their lives. But what do they do? Not only do they believe that God is still good, not only do they praise God, but they sing hymns of praise to God. And when they do, in dramatic fashion, shackles fall off their wrists and fall off their ankles. Now, there's a lesson in that. You've heard me say many times before, the God always brings good out of evil. Now, there's different levels at which you can believe that. You can believe that like an idea, and I think lots of people believe it like an idea, but you got to take it further. It's not enough just to believe it in your mind. You want to believe it in your will, and you want to believe it in your heart. And if you want to know how to do that, I got a little trick for you here this morning. If you can, when things go wrong, say a prayer of praise to God. If you possibly can. It's your deepest expression of faith. And if you say it and you mean it, something like shackles fall off your wrists and your ankles, and suddenly you're free. And God always does make things work out for the good. You might not always see it immediately, but it's always the case. That's what led Paul and Silas to pray these prayers of thanks to God. They knew Jesus rose from the dead. God brings good out of everything. God is the master of the universe. All creation serves his purposes at all times, and that they're loved and they're cared for. And if they can't see the good quite yet, they will see soon. And that's what led them to say hymns of praise. You ever heard of Father Solanus Casey? He's Blessed Solanus Casey now. He's a Franciscan priest, one of my favorites. He died in Detroit in 1958. His cause is open for canonization. And one of my favorite lines that he would say, when things go wrong, just thank God ahead of time. Because once you see what he does with it, you'll thank him. So just beat the rush and thank God ahead of time. It's a wonderful wonder. If you can bring yourself to do it, doesn't mean we believe that evil is good and good is evil. We're not thanking God for the evil. We're thanking God for his providence, and it's a terrific expression of faith. Praise has the power to break your chains. It's one little truth that can set you free. Amen.